Shalom Be'ezer Hashem learned Daf Yud Zayin in Masechtas Nida. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Chamisha Dvarim, Sha'isayis and Mischai B'Nafshe B'Dama B'Reisha. Five practices that can cost one his life, and he will be held responsible for it, including Avar Alein Halayla, eating or drinking certain items that were left overnight. Hanotel Tziparnov V'Zerken L'Shasarabim, one who cuts his nails and throws them into a public area. And Hamakiz Damo M'Shamash B'Tasai, one who lets his blood and then has relations. It's forbidden to have relations during the day. Which materials can be used for examination cloths? A description of the possible sources of blood in the woman. There is a room, a corridor, and an attic. These refer to the womb, the canal, and an upper chamber. The womb is towards the back of the woman, and the corridor is towards the front. The upper chamber is over both of them, but there is a passageway from the chamber into the corridor. Rashi adds, the blood leaves the body from an opening in the middle of the corridor. Thus, there is a section of the corridor inward from the passageway, next to the womb, and there is a section outward from the passageway. The Gemara discusses whether blood found in various areas is certainly tummy, possibly tummy, or tar.